CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
It's 7 p.m. on a... You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Some seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four! Kids...
Welcome to Dedicated to the Women Who Rock and Who Loves Them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We have got so much music, 120 minutes. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape. I've got music on the way from Widow's Peak, Lana Del Rey, music on the way from Waxahachie, Patti Smith, Shannon and the Clams, Ezra Furman, Brittany Barnett in this first hour. And again, all this music I'm talking about, this is first hour. I haven't even got to what we've got on side B of this mixtape. So much music. Like, I want to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, by making space Philadelphia for a Philadelphia band that is just absolutely rock and roll fun. This is a band, 1970s rock riffs and garage punk attitude, distilling it into a hook-filled lo-fi dance party. They're on girly, so groovy.
Oh, straight, I'm a king-size killer. I can make your kingdom come. An earthquake shaking my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And I, like you never seen a broken man.
Every week, I tell you, the show is dedicated to the women who rock, and there are three acts that absolutely rock. It is music from St. Vincent. Broken Man is the song. That is from St. Vincent Paul, Born Screaming. Hey, speaking of St. Vincent, have you heard what she is doing? Vincent on tour, taking her music on the road, but getting a little help. It is St. Vincent with Your Town's Symphony Orchestra, Select Cities, St. Vincent, to give a symphonic arrangement to her music. For tour dates, go to her website, ilovestvincent.com. For our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area on our mothership station, CJAM, you can catch Symphony Orchestra on Friday, July 24th at the Detroit Opera House. Very intrigued what that's going to sound and look like. So, in the middle, Australian slack rocker Courtney Barnett, her subdued affair. It was conceived in her Melbourne apartment during COVID lockdowns. Well, now for her fourth album, the newest album, Creature of Habit, it is a louder rock and roll adventure as she wrote the Desert Expanses of John. So it is very different from the last album. We heard the opening track, Stay In Your... Courtney Barnett is touring. She has dates in cities like Seattle, Chicago, Windsor, and Detroit. Listeners, you can catch Courtney Barnett on May 21st at the Majestic Theater in downtown Detroit. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours, it is Philadelphia. From their latest album, Playing Favorites, we heard the title track, Playing Favorites. Okay, where are we going to next? Oh my gosh, as your life, forget this. This is a woman who created the blueprint for punk rock. It is music right now from Poe Groovy.
Let it know. London, the ocean, you so dismal. Women all standing with shack on their faces. Sad description, oh, I was looking for you. Everyone was singing, oh, a redundant beach. And everyone is so sad. I was looking for you. Ooh, ooh, are you gone, gone? Pretty little girl. Everyone cried. She was a victim of sweet suicide. I was looking for you. Ooh, ooh, are you down by the ocean? It was so dismal. Women all standing with shack on their faces. Sad description. Oh,
Rita Ruby, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who is Oakland, California alternative act. Year of the Spider is the song, but it's also the title track, Spider. In the middle, it is new music from Ezra Furman. Next month marks the one-year anniversary edition, Ezra Furman's Lady Small Head. We have been featuring it on repeat over the course of the year here on the program. There is some way to queer the edges of pop traditions to make something signaturely her own. I would say if you are a Pulse, Tao and the Get Down Dolls, Lauren Jane Grace, Patti Smith, Shannon and the Clams, PJ Harvey, you're going to absolutely love In the Man. For her 10th album, she continues to prove that she is an artist with a statement and has something really valuable to say. Good. Power of the Moon is the song we heard this time. And kicking off the set, talk about an artist that has always had something valuable to say. Patti Smith, going back to 1975 from her incredible debut album Horses, we heard Redondo Beach. So much more music still to get to in the next half hour alone. New artist Gladdy, I've got music coming up from Lana Del Rey, Widow's Peak, new music from an artist Aura Coggin. But up next on Girly So Groovy, an artist currently on tour making their way hopefully to a city near you, it's indie folk rocker Waxahachie up next here on
Take It Easy Honey. Catch me towing that play, stuck in a video game, armed with a safety pin, overly confident, my skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all you get the hang of is shine natural beauty, the line of duty collapses in. Watch for the falling tide, make an exit on this slide, armed with a memory, surely will stay with me, fragments of misery, feeding off my body, I keep my eyes shut, sage advice to rootnut, mapping out the shortcuts, 20 questions, dexterous protesting, and what a blessing, say you've been manifesting.
Yeah. reach out my hand.
So here's some video trivia for you. Go on this journey with me. So Waxahachie is Katie Crutchfield. Well, Katie's sister Allison Crutchfield has her own band, and that's who we just heard. The band is called Margaret. Now, the last album that Swearin put out, I believe it was their fourth album. The album is called Fall Into the Sun. It was released back in 2018. Not sure where the band has been for the last 8 years. There's not much online suggesting that last album is pure fun rock and roll. Again, the band is called Swearin'. In the middle, now let's talk about that. With their second album, No Need to Be Lonely, Gladdy is making their girly so groovy. Gladdy is an indie rock band from Philadelphia whose introspective guitar pop carries undertones of 90s indie and lo-fi alternative rock, Shmi Down. And then speaking of the new on tour in support of that, with stops in cities like Chicago, Toronto, and again, for our listeners, catch Gladdy May 1st at the Logger House in Detroit. And finally, kicking off that set, it is indie folk rocker Waxahachie. Bored is the name Tiger's Blood. They're in fact touring with MJ Lenderman, making their way across Canada. Many of the shows sold out. If you would like to know if Waxahachie is coming to your town, all you need to do is go to the website, waxahachie.com, the Windsor and Detroit area. Waxahachie is actually coming to Detroit this Friday night, April 20th, Temple, Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman. And again, for other cities and other dates, know that you can go to Waxahachie. Okay, so now what we've got next. You know what? I just realized. I'm going to look back here for a minute. This is a very odd coincidence. Never planned it this way. All of the Philadelphia bands that were included, or Philadelphia acts that were included so far in the show. Sheer Mag, Gladdy, Waxahachie, Swearin', four acts in this hour alone. And again, girly so groovy radio trivia, keeping you on your toes. All right, anyways, I need to get to the music. Speaking of acts that are making their girly so groovy radio debut, it took 10 albums, but Vancouver Island artist Aura Kogan is finally making her debut. Aura Kogan is best known for dreamy psychedelic rock and smoky hints of dark vintage country. The new album is called Is Aura Kogan coming up? But when I talk about haunted folk, dark vintage sounds, who else comes to mind? How about Lana, a girly, so groovy?
Finally, I'm crossing the threshold from the old to the revealed. Undoubtedly, that will for certain take the dead out of the sea. This is my commitment. I'm doing it for all of us who never got the chance for info. And all my birds of paradise who never got to fly, cause they were caught up.
Live my own life, and now I do.
Music right there from Brooklyn, duo that blend dream pop country into their own hazy, haunting songs. We've been long fans of Widow's Peak here on the program. Plum is the name of the song. It's the opening track to the band's album, Plum. And I am thrilled to tell you that Widow's Peak has new music coming out. This is called Roses. They will be touring in support of that of dates. Widowspeakforever.com is the website. But again, for our listeners in Widow's Peak, June 30th in Ferndale, Michigan at the Mad, very intimate venue for a duo that makes intimate vulnerable. It is an artist making her girly so groovy radio debut, Vancouver. Her newest album, her 10th album, Hard-Hearted Woman, was released just last month. We heard the song, and then we started the set off with Chili Chanteuse, Lana Del Rey. From her album, Lust for Life, we heard the song, Get. Well, friends, I am just looking, and I'm thinking about the second hour. We are getting to that point. If this was a mixtape, we would be flipping you. Before we do that, though, I want to wrap up this first hour. Right now, it's music that reaches back to 2009 Montreal indie electronic duo Desire with their song Under Your Spell from the duo's Desire, wrapping up the first hour here on Girly So Groovy.
I host The Black Alternative on CFRC 101.9, where we highlight alternative music, diasporic belonging, and all the black sheep making music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every...
Months. Gale's Game Day makes its triumphant return to CFRC.
Scales, golden
30th at 6:45 p.m. to catch all the action that makes you stand up and say
OMG!
This is Canada's most exhilarating sports broadcast. This is Canada's gold standard of football action.
The Gales stop the Griffins short.
This is Gales Game Day.
Running hard, breaking away.
It can only be found on 0.9 FM.
Colon cancer is the number 2 killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test.
And I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us.
Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more, cancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Saturday mornings. Mentor, enjoying some time with the family. You need a nutritional. And me, DJ Over Easy, for day morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM is putting out the call for volunteer applicants interested in learning sports broadcasting, on-air programming, technical support assistance, all that and so much more available through our online